Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We are joined in the studio with Sarah, our resident theatre reviewer. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? How's the week treated you so far?
Well, I haven't been very well. I had a bit of a throat and a head. But I'm all right now.
Good for Friday.
Yeah, I'm good for the weekend.
Had any cake yet?
I've been still not happening. Looking at it. Yeah. Lots.
So you went to the ADC Corpus Playroom.
Yep.
To see The Apartment.
Yes.
A little recap on that. So it's basically the premise that we all live in apartment blocks,
yes,
and you live a little bit too close for comfort sometimes, yep, and you kind of get entwined in each other's lives a little bit because you can hear what's going upstairs and below, and it's just a lot going on in an apartment.
Right.
So this is sort of, it's from the Ministry of Unplanned Occurrences.
Yes.
So it's a little bit on the improvised,
it's completely
way.
Improvised.
Yeah,
apart from that, and they've got a little bit of, obviously, they've got an idea of where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I reviewed the occupational hazards a few months ago.
Oh, yes.
Which
was
obviously the first time I'd seen them. And, they're so good. So what happens is you go into the little theatre, which is, as you know, my favourite little theatre, and they all come around with biscuits, dressed in their dressing gowns, going, welcome to my home. Welcome to my, have a biscuit, settle down, sit on the sofa, as if you're in, you know, this is kind of part
right,
of
right, so you're instantly
taken in. You're
yeah.
there. And then Erica, one of the actors, just hands out, says who'd like to choose a card. So somebody chooses a card and the sort of the theme is on the card. So last night it was Downing Street.
Okay.
Where they were supposed to kind of work around that, which is really difficult. Also topical.
Is that Downing Street, Cambridge or Downing Street, London?
Well, we don't know, you see. It just said Downing Street.
Oh, I see.
So,
clever.
But it ended up being, there are four of them. There's Erica, Carla, James and Mark, who are the comedic actors, who are absolutely brilliant. I always say this. And so there were three, and then there were kind of three apartments all on top of each other. The one in the middle had an Australian guy who just moved to England, and he's talked about how people still call him Kanga and Bouncy and things like that. And a guy called Steve who liked steak, and the Australian guy Clive liked Vegemite, and there was a bit of a to-do about Vegemite and steak. And then upstairs, I believe, upstairs or downstairs, there was a lady who had a cat and living with a lady who didn't like cats because when she was younger, a cat had fallen asleep on her face. And I mean, it all sounds, you know. And then also in another apartment, there was a lady who made perfumes who walked around sniffing all the time. And her son, who was wanted to be a climate activist but couldn't spell, so he walked around with a bear placard most of the time.
I seem to remember last.
You know,
that's some, like, really wacky stuff.
It's just, it was just all really well put together because they obviously know what they're doing. They're superb, and
Do you know the observation about the person who really likes the perfume?
Yeah.
I live in an apartment block, and I always notice when one particular neighbour of mine has left the building before me, because I get in the lift and I can
perfume.
Smell her.
Yeah, yeah.
The entire lift for the rest of the day just smells of
her
the
perfume.
Fact that she's just been in there. And it is interesting because you kind of then start to think to yourself, I live in a place where people are coming and going and they're leaving traces of themselves.
Absolutely,
and
this lady made perfume, and her activist climate protesting son was outraged because she got lavender from Scotland and not from outside the apartment. And I mean, that's James Stedman is so funny. They're all very funny, but he's very, very sharp. And so she's sniffing the downstairs, and the guy who likes steak said, do you think she wants to make a steak perfume? I don't know. Maybe she does. Maybe she could call it Steve. And it just all fits together
What's
so well.
What's the kind of pacing between them like? Because I would imagine on an improvised way of putting something together, you've got a live audience in front of you, the go-to emotion is to be very, very frenetic and very, very overly excited, and is it or are they quite good and in control of that?
That's just us after we've had too much coffee.
Maybe it's just us, Julian.
It's just normal people. I worked out, I'm well sharp, I am. I worked out that when the next person wants to come on, they walk across the stage in front of them, so that scene knows it's coming to an end. See, I work
right.
that out. So no, they obviously really experienced. They know what they're doing, and they bounce off each other in a really good way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you really wouldn't know it was improvised. Mm.
Last time you did one of these, I remember they were asking the audience for input,
Yes, at the beginning.
Did that happen this time around?
Well, the only way they did that was ask for, you know, get somebody to pull a card and say where the apartments were set kind of thing.
Right, OK.
Yeah, an occupational hazard. You had to fill out a form and all sorts of things. That was but very similar premise, you know. Mm-hmm. It's really good. They're very, very good.
How long is it?
Just over an hour.
Over an hour.
Yeah, which is perfect.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty perfect for them because I think I'd be exhausted after that.
Yes.
So worth it? You think it's definitely one to go along to? It started yesterday and it's only playing until Wednesday, actually.
Yes.
Until Saturday.
So two more nights, and obviously it will be completely different tonight, completely different tomorrow.
Exactly. You've given no spoilers today.
No, I haven't, have I? But there's also I just want to put this in because this looks great. Red Cape Improv is a performing arts organisation who are doing improvisation sort of classes. 8 classes starting on the 3rd of October at 8:15. And, yeah, look up Red Cape Improv if you're interested in that.
Because so classes on how to do improvisation.
Be funny, which obviously I don't need.
Obviously.
Oh, come on.
You could give that class, honey.
So, yeah, it's definitely worth it. And well done, you lot, because I think you're all brilliant. So there we go.
Lovely stuff. Okay. Good. Thank you so much. Okay. Do you have any idea what you're going to see for us next week?
Next week I'm going back to the Corpus Playroom.
Okay.
And I'm going to see The Ancient Mariner in operatic form.
Ooh.
So that will be interesting.
Oh, unless you're about to break any copyright, can you take a little recording on your phone or something of the opera for us?
I'll see if I can, yeah.
And then we can play it out, Julian.
I think a snatch is allowed under whatever the... fair use, I think that's the phrase.
Oh, I love a bit of opera. So dramatic. I'm looking forward to that already. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks very much, Sarah.
No problem. Cambridge 105 Radio.